Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So if you'd like to understand one of the fundamental teachings of celibacy, and why so many priests like myself, religious brothers and sisters, and those consecrated to the Lord choose this path, it's important to explore today's second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Now, St. Paul both lived celibacy himself and promoted it while recognizing the goodness of marriage as a gift from the Lord. Now, this part is not in the lecturing, but it's a few verses earlier when St. Paul says, "I wish that all were as I myself am, but each one has his own special gift from God, one of one kind and one of another. To the unmarried and the widows, I say that it is well for them to remain single as I do." Okay, so firstly, it is important to know that St. Paul thinks both marriage and celibacy are a special gift from the Lord. And the question for us today is, which gift does God want to give me? For many, it's marriage, but for some, it's celibacy, and that's the way they will find fulfillment in the Lord and through loving service of their neighbor. But you may ask, but why? St. Paul gives us his reason. An unmarried man can devote himself to the Lord's affairs. All he need worry about is pleasing the Lord. But a married man has to bother about the world's affairs and devote himself to pleasing his wife. Then he says, "I say this only to help you, not to put a halter around your necks, but simply to make sure that everything is as it should be, and that you give your undivided attention to the Lord." So, that's the common and fundamental basis for celibacy, that one can give their undivided attention to the Lord and his people, and thereby show to the world that God's love is most important for our fulfillment. The celibate life should not be construed in terms of restriction, like what he can't do, but in terms of freedom, that what he can do because he is available for the Lord, that the primary reason for celibacy is freedom, for prayer and love. And there's a deeper layer to this, which applies to both celibacy and marriage. And Paul says that the form of this world is passing away. Now, what does that mean? He says that there is a new age coming, that eternity is ahead of us. The goods of this world are temporal and passing, and we shouldn't cling to this world as if they were absolutes. Paul says that we should live our lives knowing that the goods of this world are passing, and we should focus on what is lasting and what is eternal. The point is that we're called to think and live differently from the world. So the question I have, are we distinct from the world? Because this world is passing away, and through our own lives we are called to point out to the world that there is something greater, something not of this world, something eternal. Let us pray. Grant us, Lord our God, that we may honour you with all our mind and love everyone in truth of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.